Blog Talk Radio.
Visionary for Women, and I have Committed Woman of God on the show with me this morning. How are you doing, Committed Woman of God?
Committed Woman of God is doing just well this morning. Happy to be here and looking forward to what God has in store for us on today. Glad to be here this morning.
Yeah, excited. It's the week of Thanksgiving, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And I am so thankful for so many things.
Yeah, me too. I was listening to the song as we were awaiting the time, and it says, you know, every day I'm grateful. And I love the play that is a part of our intro to the show, because it has us being a state of gratitude every day. But this certainly is the week of celebration, and that special day this coming Thursday is going to be one that we will be in a state of gratitude the entire day. So I'm excited. Mm. You have plans? You have plans for the holiday? This Committed Woman of God, spending time with friends and family?
That's what I'm doing. This time of year is actually when my mom passed away. So it's always kind of real sensitive around this holiday for us. So the family is getting together, and we are actually leaving Friday morning to go to Florida. And we're going to spend the week in Florida, myself and my siblings and my daughter, her family, and we're just going to enjoy each other.
Yeah, that's good. It's a great opportunity for family to get together. And I heard you. I know that it is for some, you know, whenever there's a death that takes place around the holiday season, it makes it a bittersweet holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and nothing can ever replace the presence of that individual. And yet we know that that time will come for all of us. So we will be with you, however, during that time and thinking of you, hoping that you're having a blast doing what you do best, which is love up on yourself and your family while you're gone. Yeah. Well, we welcome everyone else to the show. If you are a new person or a new listener, we encourage you to go to the mindbodyspiritcleanse.com website and purchase the handbook so that you can follow along with us. We've had some very juicy topics since we began. In fact, we started with bad habits, which we talked a lot about that and some of the habits that we have. We talked about being already equipped. We talked about the woman behind the mask. You know, we tend to sometimes pretend that we're someone that we're not. talked about faking the funk. We asked the question, who are you really? And last week we talked about breaking the barriers. So this week we are going to go a little bit deeper into letting go of the past. Letting go of the past. And when we think about cleansing the mind, body, and spirit, we want to release some old habits, which we talked about in the beginning. We want to certainly release any pretenses that we have. And we want to release any history, past moments, past experience that would hinder our ability to be all that God has ordained us to be. So we're going to be talking about some of those past experiences, or at least delve into what letting go of the past really means this morning. So it's a pretty exciting topic. Before we get into that, we want to go right into our prayer requests so we have more time to discuss those things. So, what are we asking God for this morning, ladies? What are we asking God for? What are we asking God for this morning? I know we may have some latecomers or some that may not be able to make it due to the holiday, but we're going to certainly press forward. So, let us begin. Why don't we begin, committed woman of God? What are we asking God for?
This week, I was just sitting here thinking what I'm asking God for. I am asking God for continual focus. I noticed that I've been really focused lately, and I want that focus to continue. I was asking God to, in everything that I put my hands to, that I do it with a spirit of excellence, that's spiritually and naturally. I am looking for increase in my finance, and I'm looking for an overflow in finance.
Okay. Yeah, continued focus, excellence, I heard, and then an increase in the overflow, an increase and overflow in your finance. Oh, that's right. I think I'll take a little bit of that myself. Amen. So, focus, excellence, and overflow. Abundance.
Yes.
Finance. Amen.
And I'm going to say it is.
Yes.
Already.
You would say it already is so. Is that what you're saying?
It already is so.
Which brings us, you know, we talked about that last week a little bit about making our declarations and then taking the actions consistent with what we know to be true. So I think it's good that you're bringing that back up with us. I mean, I think for us as believers, he's already done it, right? You know, we said that last week that he's already done it. He's already in the business of realizing what we ask for, and in most cases has already done it. And then it is up to us to continue to move forward in acting in accordance to that which is so. So I'm glad you brought that back up. It is so. It is so. What else do we have as a request for God this morning? Who else? What you got, confident woman?
I'm asking God this morning for discernment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking him for increase with my patience this week.
Okay.
And I am I'm asking him for favor. And a
some of that too.
Right, I'll take some of that.
I'm going to ask him for some favor. And I'm going to ask him for a fresh anointing.
A fresh anointing.
I need some of that, too.
I need some of that, too. I'll take some of that to 500, Alex. Okay, so discernment, 500, God, discernment, increase in patience, favor, and a fresh anointing. Right. Increase in patience, favor, discernment, a fresh anointing. Awesome. Well, I think we have at least one other question. Who else? What are we asking God for? Maybe a couple. What are we asking God for?
Good morning. It's Godly Example.
Good morning, Godly Example.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am asking God for new connections and just making some friends in this new area. And rest for the family this week. Everyone's off school, and which is requiring us to take off work, so that might as well rest, some rest and rejuvenation, and healing for my baby girl, who has a cold, a sore throat.
Okay. New connections, new friends, connections in the area. Rest, as the kids are off and you guys are having to take off. So rest and rejuvenation and healing for the youngest, the baby girl.
Yes.
Healing. Awesome. And then we have woman, I think this is woman who has discovered who she is. Yep. Or is it concerned woman?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to pray and everyone to pray for salvation for my family, for those that are not saved, specifically my son, and health in his body, and peace of mind, and God will deliver him from some things that he's doing.
Okay.
And give him a new lease on life. Yeah, praying for our traveling safety for my family members that are convening here for Thanksgiving. They're coming from far and wide, and I'm praying for traveling safety where they are concerned.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. So salvation, for those that are not saved, and particularly your son, and healing in his body, giving peace of mind to deliver him from some things that he's engaged in.
Yes.
He has a renewed life.
Yes.
A renewed life. And then traveling safety for others who are traveling far and wide to come and celebrate Thanksgiving with you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. And then I think we do have committed woman, another woman who has discovered who she is. What are you asking God for?
This week I'm asking God for peace in my household, focus, strength, a supernatural protection over my sons and healing for my sons, and deliverance and instructions.
Okay. Peace in the household, focus, strength, and protection and healing for your sons and deliverance, I think, and instruction. Is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Amen. I am asking God for peace and healing in my dad's body. He experienced a stroke many years ago. Over 10 years ago, but he is moving slow. He walks with a cane, and he has difficulty with his hands. So I am asking for strength in his body, that he feels confident in his mobility and his ability to be amongst friends during the holiday. And I am asking for also peace and rest in the spirit of my mother, that she can freely go and enjoy herself because God is taking care of my dad, and that she understands that he is the ultimate healer for them both. And I am asking for the ability to discern the best choices for myself and them as we move forward in the future of my responsibility in taking care of them. I am asking for a joyful and delightful experience this week as we all celebrate this great day of thanks. And then the last thing I'm asking for is discernment. I echo confident woman's discernment and favor. Discernment and favor. So we've made our request known, and committed woman of God, would you be willing to pray with and for us this morning?
I am willing and delighted that you have asked me to do so. I'm just excited to see what God is going to and how you're going to move in this call on this morning. As we were given our what we wanted to pray for on this morning, and I know our topic is, what's going on the past. And what kind of dropped in my spirit was, and everybody is asking for healing. And I know anything that is really associated with our past has to do with there has to be a healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dropping in my spirit, that there has to be a healing. So I am looking forward to the healing God is going to do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is he going to heal the ones that are sick, but whatever it is that we need healing from, he's going to heal us. So I'm just excited about that on this morning. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and not prolong the time and move on into our prayer on this morning. Father God, as I come before you this morning, God, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, God, there are you in the midst, God. God, we thank you and we honor you for being in the midst in the prayer on today, God. Father, I don't know what to pray or how I even ought to pray, God. But, God, it is your Holy Spirit that taketh our prayers unto the Father and maketh intercession for us. I ask you to intercede on our behalf on today, God. God, because we need you to pray for us today, God. God, because we don't know our hearts like you know our hearts, God. God, we don't know, God, the things, God, that keep us from doing the things that we need to do, God. But you know all things, God. So this morning we ask you to pray for us on this morning, God. Oh, God, there are many supplications that we have before you, God. God, we ask you to give us focus, God, that we might stay focused on the things, God, that you would have us to stay focused on, God. Oh, God, give us focus in every aspect of our life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we ask you, God, for your favor to be with us, God. Oh, God, as we walk to and fro, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we deal with our businesses, God, as we deal with things on work, God. Oh, God, we ask you to give us favor, God, with man, God. Oh, God, we ask you to open up doors that have been shut for a long time, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, for your favor, God, to be with us, God, everywhere that we go, God, everything that we touch, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, everything that we touch, God, shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your uncommon favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that everything that we do, God, that we operate in the spirit of excellence, God, in the name of Jesus, God, whether it be in our spiritual or our natural walk with you, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to help us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in these things, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God, for the increase, God, in our finances, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, God, for the overflow, God. Oh, God, but as you bless us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you not only bless us, God, for ourselves, God, but that we might bless others, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we won't be stingy and selfish with the blessings, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but we will pour back into the lives of others, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as you so lead us to do so, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask him for your discernment, God. Oh, God, in all these things, God, we need to discern your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, that we might operate in this excellence, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might operate in the things, God, and we might see the things, God, that we don't need to be involved in, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to discern people that we need in our lives and the ones we don't need in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let it help us to discern the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, for increased patience on this week, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you endow us, God. Oh, God, that you give us a fresh anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, pour out your spirit upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we, God, when people look upon our lives, God, that they'll know that there is a difference, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, endow us with your anointing, God. Oh, God, anoint our heads from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, for new connections with friends, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but let come in, God, those that need to come in, God. Oh, God, and those that are not for us, God, let them stay away, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us only rake into our
spirits, God, those that will elevate and build us up, God, spiritually, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and as you will have them to do so naturally, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us put ourselves in good company, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and I ask you, God, to give us a rest, God, a rest that will surpass all understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because, God, in you there is a resting place, God. God, we can lay our head on your shoulder, God. Oh, God, we ask you to rejuvenate us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because as we go to and fro, God, oh, God, our bodies sometimes get torn down, God. Oh, God, our minds, God, be so filled with things, God. Oh, God, that emotionally, God, oh, God, that we're exhausted, God. Oh, God, but we're asking you for a rejuvenation, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and a rest, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to heal us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you heal our families, God. Oh, God, we ask that you heal, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because you said by your stripes we were healed, God, and were is a past tense, God. So that means that it's already done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for traveling mercy on for those ones that are traveling on this holiday season, God. Oh, God, to come together, God, in love, God, and in unity, God, and in family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let it be a peaceable one, God. Oh, God, that everyone is merry, God, and everyone is happy, God, enjoying one another, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because our time here on this earth is short, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us appreciate one another, God. Oh, God, as we come together on this holiday season, God. Oh, God, let it be different from any other holiday season, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us be appreciative, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us be thankful for the things that we already have and not look into the things that we don't have, God. But be appreciative to that that you have already given us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for healing in the mind, God. Oh, God, for peace, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for renewed life, God. Oh, God, for peace and focus and strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God, for instructions and directions, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for the ones, God, that don't want to be around people, God. Oh, God, the ones, God, that don't feel like they are worthy to be around someone, God. Oh, God, but let them accept the love on this holiday season, God. Oh, God, let them get out of their comfort zone, God, and go and be with others, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Others that love them and care and are concerned about them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them not think, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and feel sorry for themselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen them in this body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that he might feel in his body that he wants to go, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and help us with the ones that have parents, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help them to love them the more, God, as they are here, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and help them to be able to discern how to properly care for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and making themselves available to every need, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help them to be more mindful, God, of their needs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because we all have to come to this point, God, when we might get older, God, and someone has to care for our needs, God. Oh, God, give us the discernment on how to do it properly, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you guide us, God, through these things, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for joy, God, on this week, God. Oh, God, how to enjoy ourselves, God, how to relax, God, how to take a resting place in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we assemble ourselves, God, around the people that we love, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for this holiday season, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give thanks unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the things that you have already done, God, that you have already established, God, that you have already predestined, God. Oh, God, in all these things, God, we say thank you, God. In all these things that we have asked you for, God, we say thank you, God. In all these things, God, we are much grateful, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for your grace and your mercy is sufficient, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just give you the glory and the honor, God. We are thanking and loving on you on this morning, God. Oh, God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, because you are the I am, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and you told us that with anything that we ask in your name, God, that you would do it for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, so we know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that the things that we've come and we asked you for on this morning, God, has already been established before the beginning of time, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But you were just waiting for the asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because you said, ask in your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you would do it for us, God. Oh, God, we're asking you today, God. Oh, God, to heal us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Oh, God, even those things that we don't even realize, God, that has taken hold of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but you know the secret parts of our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You know us better than we know ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you and we praise you on today, God. And, God, we ask that you keep our families, God, that you save our families, God. Oh, God, the ones that are not saved, God, we ask that you save them, God. God, because you said that we serve you, God, that you would serve our whole household, God. You would save them, God. God, we thank you for our salvation on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for salvation, God. God, because we realize and know, God, that we're nothing without you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we desire that our family members grab hold, God. Grab hold to this thing that we realize, God, and know that we are nothing without you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we can do nothing without you, God. God, but we can do all things through you that strengthen us, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the peace, God. The peace in the family, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for restorations in families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because there's someone out there that don't even talk to their family, someone that don't even know where their family is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. There's family members, God, in the name of Jesus. That don't even speak to one another, God. Oh, God, is the division in the family. God, we ask you to mend it back, God, in this season, God. Mend it back, let them reach out to one another, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them forgive, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you to send out your forgiving spirit on this season, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you and we praise you, God, and we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you, God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Glory already done.
And it is so.
And it is so. And it is.
And it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
It is so. Healing in our mind, body, and our spirit. It is so.
It is so. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Increase in our patience and favor and a new anointing. It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Yes, Lord.
It is so. New connection, rest, rejuvenation, healing. It is so.
It is so.
Yes, Lord.
Focus and excellence and an overflow in finances. It is so.
Thank you.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
So. Salvation. Peace of mind. A renewed life, it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Traveling in safety. During this holiday season, it is so. It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
It is so. I believe that.
Yes.
Thank you to me, woman of God, for that amazing prayer. And I believe that God is working miraculously right now and during this time that we have dedicated ourselves to be so committed to this show and through to this cleanse. The mere showing up is a testament to your commitment. And I think and I believe that God is acknowledging that. And in celebration of that. And he is also counting on us to be the voices of his promise and the voices of his ability to deliver on that which he did promise. So I echo that, yes, it is so. Everything that we ask of him is already done. And that we are vessels for him in conveying that message to the rest of our community. And I would say the godly example, yes, the connections are coming. I am present to that they are being orchestrated and set up for you to meet. That they may not come quickly, but they will come perfectly. The ones that you need.
Amen.
So there are no mistakes when connections are made. I think they are strategically placed. But give him time to work on them so they show up.
Amen.
In your space. Amen. So I wanted to just say that. Committed woman of God, I'm glad you said that, you know, we were talking about letting go of the past, and a part of letting go is healing, So one of the things that I wanted us to engage in a little bit is the areas of life where we are still healing. If we would be so bold and come from behind the mask and have that conversation. Committed woman of God and I were talking just before the show officially began, and one of the things she had said is that she was, you know, being awakened at 4 a.m. and I was being awakened from something like 1:45 to 4 a.m. And she said, yeah, God's giving you the first shift, and then I got the second. Got the second shift. But one of the things I was saying about that is, you know, I had not been writing. In fact, I've been writing in my journal, but I had not been writing generally speaking, and I do a lot of writing. But as of late, with him waking me up so early, it was coming like a flood. I mean, just pouring out. My fingers couldn't type it fast enough. And then I would have to go back because I would miss some pieces, trying to get it all. I mean, it was just, you know, coming to my mind so quickly. And one of the things that I started writing about was this thing called vulnerability. And the fear of being vulnerable and the fear of being completely naked. You know, we had talked about the woman behind the mask several sessions ago. And and as I started to write, one of the things I saw is that, you know, that was a fear of mine. And how I came to see it was writing down a concern I had for a situation I was going through where I share my heart, bare my soul, and then the communication goes silent. You know, like you're talking to somebody and you're sharing a situation you're going through or issue you're having, and you don't really want to talk about it, but you finally find that place you think is a safe place, and then the communication just drops dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I was like, well, what is that about? Now, having a conversation with the person, I discovered it was just they needed to take care of some stuff they were dealing with. It wasn't anything personal to me. However, in the moment, it was personal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I started, you know, just investigating that thing. You know, I said, you know what? Why am I in such an upset about a response to me sharing? When ultimately, I don't need anyone to respond. If, you know, if I think about it conceptually, I would say, you know, boastfully, I would say, I don't need anyone to respond to me, or I don't need anyone to validate it, or whatever I would say about it, to cover up any discomfort. Well, what I noticed in my journaling was the history or the past moment where I remember cleaning up the entire house. I was probably 12 years old or something. I remember cleaning up the entire house and doing my chores when I would come home from school and all of that, and making sure everything was in place, because that was a part of what we had to do as kids. We had to make sure that the house was tidy and all this stuff. And so when my mom came home, you know, she had had a rough day, and she'd had whatever day she had at work, you know, she and my dad both, and she comes in, and she's doing her motherly thing, and she's, you know, and I'm proud of my work, right? Proud. I'm proud of my work that I've cleaned up and got my homework done, and I'm excited. And my mom says, you missed that corn over there.
Mm.
And I was like, completely deflated, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that moment where I was just, I had this proud moment. I went from this proud, excited moment to this moment of deflation. And I was 12 then, but I probably felt 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fear of judgment and criticism never left me emotionally. So, you know, vulnerability and excitement and all of that means that there's going to be some bad rock that's going to be thrown at it at some point. There's going to be something that's going to kill the excitement. There's going to be something that's going to take away that joy. Or at least that's how it lived for me for a long period of time. And as I started writing in my journal, and I allowed myself to bring it back to the present now, and I allowed myself to sort of journal about these situations of, you know, sharing and being in front of the room and, you know, being a speaker and all of that, and then worrying internally, if not externally, worrying about, am I going to deliver? Mm-hmm. Am I fully going to be great? Is the message going to fully be conveyed? Are they going to get it? Are they going to understand it? Are they going to receive it? Are they going to accept it? That always being there is an area that I wanted to complete and let go, because I thought, you know, if I really give myself permission to be completely vulnerable, completely in a complete safe place, what message would I really convey? And then the last piece of this was, I don't need to have the validation of anyone else. I just need to have the validation of God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So if I go and I speak to a million people and 999,000 didn't like it, I would still be okay because it was the message God gave me for the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I really, really sitting with it, that sitting with the fact that the only validation I need is from God, that it is, at the end of the day, me and him, he and I, on a mission with a greater vision to make a difference. So now I'm sort of in this space of, well, again, what could happen if I were to allow him to completely speak through me all the time without worry of what someone would say? And I could be at peace when I begin, and I could be at peace when it's over. Because imagine how much time I would probably spend worried about it. That's time I could spend creating more opportunities to be in front of more people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It seems so simple, yet if we don't really investigate those areas that we need to let go, it makes it difficult and challenging for us to see where we're stopped. Remember we also talked about last week breaking the barriers?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the areas that you can break the barrier, because the barrier sometimes is not so clear that you can see it. It may be some issue that you've had years and years and years and years ago that you're not even conscious of. So it is up to us to begin to look and see what those barriers are. And I'm suggesting that a lot of times it's connected to our past.
That's good. That is so good.
Yeah, so I want us to look now, and I know if I'm asking a deep question, but as best you can, because this, all of this came to me in the quiet of the night, you know, from one something, at one something in the morning, right, with he and I together, which I encourage you. It's one of the reasons why I emphasize journaling so much. You know, I encourage you to spend time with him in those quiet moments and allow him to reveal to you those areas in which you may be limited. So, and it's yet again, you know, if you're reading the handbook, you'll see we can't engage in certain activities because I'm committed, and I know God is committed to speaking to you in a way that you can hear his voice. So you have to be able to, you know, quiet the noise so you can actually hear it. So if we look at the question again, and if we would all be willing to at least engage in it just for a few moments, where are we plagued? Where are we stuck? What are those vulnerable places that you dare not go or dare not discuss that may be hindering your ability to press forward in what God has shown you? That's a question for someone to answer. Big question.
Big question.
Big question. Big question, God. But certainly one that I want you to ponder, that really look, because this is the area, this is one of the areas that is hidden in plain sight. You know, who would think that I would have a conversation about, you know, being vulnerable in front of a group? I do it all the time, right? So that's probably not the thing that most people would think I would be dealing with, and it's not even something I would even think I would be dealing with. But what I do know is that I would have a feeling after I spoke of something. Like there would be this feeling of heavy burden. And so it caused me to start looking at what is this heavy burden about? If I'm doing this, if I'm clear this is my mission that God put me on, my vision, a part of my vision, and speaking is one of the ways to do it. Why am I having this sort of sinking feeling in my stomach? What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it caused me to investigate. You know, and then when I start to look at, well, what has that cost me in the mission and vision? Well, it's cost me joy, because each time that I would speak, not every time, but a lot of the times when I would speak, is I would have this, I'm going to call it veil of, like this invisible veil of upset in my mind. And so when people are coming up asking me questions, I'm not always completely conscious and focused on what they're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did I miss an opportunity to change a life? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that there were times that I was processing in my head and not completely 100% with that person. I know that to be true. So it's worthy of us looking. Doesn't mean any of that past opportunities have been, was that bad? No, I still made the difference. This is just a new evolution and a new insight for me that I can now carry with me in my future.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know one issue of the, or one vulnerability of the past that the Lord has been dealing with me all weekend on, that I need to let go, is the desire to be a people pleaser. And instead of, you know, just being true to who I am and what I do, what I like to do, and what I aspire to do, I choose the road to please others, to do what appears to be right, or what I think others want done. And I know that to remove that hindrance is going to require me from letting go of the past. And the I'm the oldest of three girls, and I just always took the role of, okay, well, whatever it is, just do it, and do it right, do it in excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody else gets in trouble, so nobody else gets hurt in the process, or you know, just make it right from your position of being the oldest. And just get it done, and that just comes, you know, so many things stem from that. The not willing to delegate. The all right, well, yeah, I should be teaching my daughters to do this, but if I just do, you know, I'll just do it and get it done, get it over with, or. You know, even, you know, that shows up at work, it shows up everywhere, and it's just, it is, I know it's coming to a head, and that's the issue the Lord, like I said, has been dealing with me all weekend on, but that is something I definitely have to let go of, because that is something from my past, and I resonate, your story resonated with me so much, the, you know, cleaning the house and thinking that you have done this just wonderfully excellent thing, and then the one thing that wasn't done, you know, was brought up, and that just totally deflated your spirit. And that is, you know, I've dealt with that. I've dealt with that. It is, okay, I've worked so hard, I've done this, I've done all these things, and then the one thing that wasn't done, or that was not done, you know, to the expectation of the inspector is the thing that is pointed out the most. And I think I know that I am guilty, like I beat myself up over things like that instead of focusing on, oh, well, look at all the great things you did do. It's that one thing that was not done that, you know, just takes over. And so the I find it interesting that this was the topic today, because, like I said, all weekend long is what I've been dealing with, or what God has been dealing with me on. So
yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, not a problem. And you know, with that the piece that I was talking about, and then I kind of would come to expect criticism. Come to expect it, even when I didn't get it. Then my mind would say, somebody has it. They're just not telling me. Right? Yeah, somebody has something to criticize me on. They're just not telling me. You know, and while there may be a reality to that, the breakthrough was, it doesn't matter, because the only person that matters is God.
That's right.
That's the only person that matters. And then the other piece of it for me was, and you may resonate with this, is sometimes I wouldn't even ask for what I wanted because I was going to be judged for asking. So how many times have I missed an opportunity to ask for what I may have needed to elevate me to the next level that God is trying to take me to? Worrying about what somebody's going to say because I asked for it. Or in your other scenario, and I can resonate with that too, and I'm sure all listeners can, you know, that you choose, how do I say? So you were just talking about, how did you describe it? There was something that you said that resonated when you were talking about the things that you were that you've been dealing with all weekend. Say that again. There was something that you said, and it triggered something in me that I want to say, but I want to capture it the way you said it. You were talking about what you were dealing with this weekend.
And how the Lord was just dealing with me on stop trying to people please, or, you know, like, just make sure, I don't know, that, you know, teaching the girls or not delegating.
So it was around the delegation, trying to please someone else. And then, and I think the piece that I want to underscore is, so if your focus is on pleasing someone else, then your focus is not on pleasing God.
That's right.
Right? So that's where your focus isn't. And so it does there is a benefit in looking to see why. You know, what is that about? What is this people-pleasing thing about, and journaling about the history of it and where it came from and all that good stuff. And then in the end of the journaling, you may see that, again, the only person to please is Him. Knowing, one, what you're here for, what your purpose is, why you are destined to do what you do, and that you are able to do that because He gave you that. And it's not about pleasing or appeasing. It is about doing the work that He has given you to do. Now, for anybody listening, I have to say this because I can hear the people listening saying, well, I need to have somebody to agree with me. Yes, you do. I mean, you do need to have some soldiers to come and play with you. But that's not what I'm saying. You're going to have some of them. It's just like I said, if I went and spoke to a million and only 99 agreed with me or loved it, those are soldiers. Because if you stand in the space that God has given you and stand in the vision that God has given you, there will be people to join you. but they will be the right people because you are being authentic and true, not coming from pleasing, but coming from standing in what God has ordained you to do.
That's right.
So it is a critical piece that you begin to let go of the past, because if you're operating from the past, you're not operating in the space of the vision that God has given you. And then you'll get results of the past, not results of something miraculous that God has ordained. So, and then if we put all of this together, when we say God has already done it, when we say our prayer, ask for what we ask for, and then we say, God, it is so, but then we don't see it manifest, and we start to worry if God heard us or if God is in it. No, he's in it. There's just something in your path or barrier you need to remove so he can do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it's like we have to be willing to do work. And it's not just the subtle things. It's not, I mean, it's not just those things that we clearly see. It's the little bitty stuff. I mean, it's the stuff that creeps in your head. It's the stuff that creeps into your spirit. And you know deep down inside that you're dealing with something, but you don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying deal with that. Those are the biggest, and you know, the biggest barriers, those little subtle things, that little thing that nags at your spirit. That's what's keeping you from having what God has ordained you to have.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah, he already said it. It is so.
It is.
Then it's up to us to find that thing that is hindering that thing that is so. So this week has been amazing in that regard. So I did hear you got an example that it was being a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
I have some of that too. We want to do exactly what's popular, right? And we're going to get the most agreement with and for.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't know. If we were to stand in the space that God has chosen us to stand in, we may get more agreement if we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than worrying about getting agreement, we should just stand in the strength and the power that God has given us to deliver on our message and deliver on our vision. And then I'm sure we would get even more agreement because he's orchestrating the pieces for this to happen. He's waiting on you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like I did a sermon or something this morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
who else?
You know. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else has something that you see? Who else has something?
Yeah.
Anything?
No. Committed woman of God. I was just listening to the conversation, and it appears that, you know, from our parents or whatever, you know, as children, we desire to have their approval about the things that, you know, we do. And just like you, when you did all that you thought and knew to do, and you thought in your mind that you did your best and everything, and then to come and have your mom noticed the things that you didn't do. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've also found myself in your situation and in the situation that the sister was just talking about a few minutes ago. You know, then that puts that seed of trying to fit in and to please.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realizing now that it was a seed that was actually planted down on the inside of us that makes us want to please because we got the disapproval from somebody that was really important in our lives.
Yeah.
you know, pretty much like, you know, your mom. I mean, your mom, you know what I mean? That's an important person in your life. And if you don't get that approval from there, this is where I'm realizing it's starting from, is that seed that you, when your mom didn't approve you, and that's like one of the most important people in your life, then you're wondering who else don't approve of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Then it snowballs and it gets larger and larger, and then it adds on, you know, to your confidence and, you know, your ability or whatever. And I don't think she intentionally meant to.
No, absolutely not.
She intentionally meant to. But because we look to them, you know, for that assurance that, you know, that we need at that time, that when we didn't get it from them, then that's where it all started to kind of snowball. And I look back over the things and the discipline, and I know I spent most of my life trying to appease my mother. And some things was satisfactory to her, but then it just seems like everything I did wasn't to her satisfaction. And my mom was the kind of woman that, and I believe that stems from something that happened in her life. And we don't realize that how we just take it on and we pass it on down through the generations, I guess, until you realize that you're doing this, because that's why I say I don't think that they intentionally mean to do it, or us in the things that we do, I don't think it's really intentional, but it's just something that has been planted down on the inside of us that, you know, we're not really totally aware of it. Like, we're becoming aware of it now that we might be able to conquer this thing. And so my mom was one of these people, and concerned woman reminds me of my mom so much. She always had her stuff intact, her, you know, her appearance. She always had us like that. She had her house like that or whatever. And she had everything to this thing that, you know, she had to have it just right. Uh-huh. And so I grew up with that. And like the sister said, when you don't focus on the good things, all the good things that you do, you focus on that one thing that was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was out of place. Mm-hmm. And so you miss everything else good that you do because you beat yourself up. And I'm speaking for myself, because you beat yourself up because, oh, man, I just didn't do that just right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on that. And now everybody sees that I am not flawless.
Right.
That something is sticking out. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is so helpful for me, because I really didn't really think about it or look at it in that sense until, you know, now that we're talking about it and we're bringing it out, because sometimes we don't really realize why we do some of the things that we do until it's brought to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand better why this thing is so about us.
Yes.
And
yes.
So now we look to please people. I mean, everybody makes a mistake, but when I make a mistake, it's like, you know, I beat myself up for the mistake instead of, like she said, focusing on all the rest of the good that I've done. This is just one little mistake. And don't let me make two or three of them in a row.
Right, right, right. Oh, my gosh, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't let you do that. Because
mm-hmm.
then I'm really feeling like, okay, inadequate is
right.
The word.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and let me, if I may, say something to that even, you know, the mistake is only in your eye. Right? The thing you're calling a mistake is only in your eye. So, well, for me, here's, you know, it could be an error. You know, you may be off or whatever, however you want to say it, depending upon the situation. But here's the other piece that I realized in the in my journaling and sort of being with God. Two things. One, you're exactly right. Let me speak to my mother. My mother is one of those women who loves me to pieces, and her girl celebrates us. Clearly had no intention of deflating me. Was not her intention at all. And that moment defined how I saw myself for many years. But here's what I also saw in my journaling. That moment was destined to occur to bring me here. Right? So she acted as a vessel of God to give me access to that to bring me here. That's the first thing I got. Like, oh, my God, that was like an aha moment. Thank you for doing that, giving me that nugget, because now I need that right now. Because everything is in order, I need that right now for the next step. So I got that. That was orchestrated by him that day, so I could get it today. And then I also saw that anything that occurs, just like I could relate to that day as something bad, I could celebrate it because it is in order for what I am to see next. So as you're talking, committed woman of God, I'm saying, is it really a mistake? If you are doing what that God has ordained you to do, is it really a mistake, or is it in alignment with what's needed for either yourself or the people around you to get what they need to be elevated? Just something to think about, and I would only suggest this to a person grounded in God. Right? I wouldn't say that to somebody who's just out here doing stuff, right? So they might just make a mistake, do it, and, you know, the God might have that orchestrated too. I don't know. But I'm very clear that if you are standing in partnership with God and something occurs and you are doing it as purely, as diligently and of excellence as you can, then anything that occurs inside of that, this is just my belief, that it is supposed to happen either for you and or for the people around you. You might look at it as a mistake, but it is something that needed to occur in the grand scheme of his overall vision for all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So can you start to view it if you are certain that God has given you a direction or an assignment, and then there is some fallout of that assignment? Can you rest in, God is working this thing out, and any result of you doing that, any result, good or bad, is because it is a part of the ultimate plan?
Yes.
So, you know, there's standing in that. So there is, yeah, can we operate flawlessly? Yes, if we're working with God, and the results are just what they are. Can we work in excellence all the time? Yes, if we're working in partnership with God, and the results are just what they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no interpretation about the results. The results are what they're supposed to be if he's using you. So you can analyze them and say, I made a mistake, or you can say, thank God, this is what he needed and wanted for myself or somebody. And then you take those results and work with him, in partnership with him, and have him direct you in terms of your next move. Let him, so I am really saying, surrender all to God, all of it, yourself, and the results.
That's right. That's good.
So we're going to Yeah, and we're going to continue even further in future conversations where we talk about renewing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of our last sessions. We talk about renewing the mind, but I want to talk just a brief moment about it here, too. It's like, so renewing the mind, and I've just given you an example. We can think about our results as a mistake, or we can renew our mind and look at it from this is being orchestrated by God. So how do you renew your mind or start thinking about situations differently in a way that's in alignment with God, not in alignment with your emotion? Because your emotion would say, I made a mistake, or your feeling would say, I made a mistake, or your past would say, I made a mistake. But if you're working in partnership with God, would he call it a mistake? No. So I think the other piece to this is renewing the mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you know, our minds are, for some reason or another, is always, and one of the young ladies at my job, we were talking about this on last week, that how our minds is so programmed and how we have to talk to ourselves to keep our minds from thinking or drawing to the negative. And we were talking about how, you know, when you see a person or whatever, already in your mind, you already making, and I think we do this unconsciously, already
yeah.
making a judgment, already making an assumption based on what our eyes see. And we were talking about people that commit suicide. You really don't ever know what is going on with that person. You only look through your natural eyes and you assume that everything is going okay with them or whatever, and then you hear the next day, oh, they done committed suicide or whatever. But we are automatically already make a judgment when we see a person or whatever, whether it's the right judgment or a wrong judgment or whatever. We have to stop taking our minds there, and this is what her and I were talking about, why we do that. Everybody does it, it seems like. You know, just talking to her, you know, we just think, and everybody just automatically take their mind to being judgmental or whatever. And like you said, we have to train our minds from doing this, train our minds from thinking the way, you know, the way we normally think. And I remember one night the spirit woke me up, and I mean, it spoke loud. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And it spoke loud. I mean, it woke me up out of my sleep like it was sitting right over my bed.
And I'm glad you're bringing that up, too. You know, it's my husband and I and another young lady and I were talking about this just yesterday. The Bible, the scripture, is the same every time you read it, right? It doesn't change. There is no new author of the Bible.
That's right.
It is the same scripture that was in there yesterday is in there today, right? So there's not, no, it's no revision. There it is. No one's revising it. It is the same. So to... there's nothing wrong with reading it again. But if you read it again, then renew your mind about the interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't worked for you. Right? So if the scripture you read hasn't worked for you, then what you want to do is renew your mind and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, renewing your interpretation, renewing your view. Renewing how you see it, because it's not going to change. It doesn't matter what chapter, what verse you go to is going to be the same today as it was yesterday. So if it has not worked, then change your interpretation. Renew your mind about it. Because the word works. Perhaps it's you that's not working, or your interpretation of the word that's not working.
That's right.
So we want to be sure that we sit with God and have Him give us our own personal interpretation of it versus someone else's. Because everything we need, and my mother used to say it all the time, everything we need is in there. Then if others have succeeded, then there's no reason why you can't. Yeah, so letting go of the past. Big subject. Big subject. This is, I've led 3, 4, 5 day courses on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big subject matter. I definitely encourage you to go to your journal and go to those quiet moments where you can hear the voice of God to begin journaling how and what to let go of. Again, it is one of the major reasons why this particular cleanse is such a, I'm going to say, senior level project. It's one of the reasons why we say, you know, limit yourself of social media, limit yourself of TV, limit yourself and don't, you know, consume alcohol and don't engage in negative conversation. This is a senior level transformational experience. So you have to be rigorous with yourself to be able to see those subtleties of life and subtle areas where we dare not venture and look at, because that's where all the power lies in your ability to achieve what God has given you. But you have to be willing to do the work to do it. And so let us engage this week in letting go of the past and be committed to that process. It seems like the last couple of Who Are You Really Breaking the Barriers have been some pretty hefty, deep, rigorous conversations, but they are worth it if you are willing to do the work. And I know that all of us have participated in this cleanse a couple of times, and it seems that we are growing even more each time and hear things newly each time we do it. So let us take this on and go to the next level. I know we are at the end. In fact, we passed our time, 22 minutes, so I apologize for that, but I think it was worthy of time to go a little bit deeper. Any comments before we part? Any comments? I think this was a good show. Need more of it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is very good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the
timing is just, it's amazing how whenever any of the participants are going through a particular thing, that seems to be the topic of the day. And so it is very, very necessary and very, very good.
Yeah, it seems timely, you know, like, you know, the topics is very befitting of what we're dealing with during that week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And everything that was said is so timely. And I'm just listening, and because my mind is all over the place as I'm listening to others talk and what they are going through and what they've been through. And, you know, I'm saying, oh, my God, this is awesome. But and time wouldn't permit us to really get deeper like we want to.
Yeah.
But all of it's good. It's timely. It's on time. And so just keep doing what you're doing and imparting some wisdom and knowledge into our spirit as you speak, and let God continue to use you, because what has happened now, all what you went through in the past, as a young girl growing up and the things that God has you doing now, it's not only for you that you went through, but that it will help us and help others that are listening. And so whatever we go through with is not for us, but it's for somebody else.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So that's powerful. That's powerful right there. And that we can glean on that, catch hold to that, and say, well, if God did it for her, I know he can do it for me as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies, as always, for participating and engaging. And we know that we have others who are listening. Oftentimes we have others come by and pick up the show and listen to it later. So I'm looking forward to those who are listening to us later. Please go to mindbodyspiritcleanse.com. Send us an email. Let us know what you are going through and areas in which you may be grappling with, barriers and issues with the past, so we can hear your experience. And perhaps you can shed some light on us and what you've overcome. And maybe you can ask us a question that we would be willing to answer. I'm sure our Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse team would be willing to respond to that, as well as myself, and continue to move forward. With that said, you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything, and I do mean anything, hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. With that said, ladies, have a great week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be safe, be joyous, and give God praise as we enjoy and take on our week.
Amen.
Happy
Amen.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, ladies.
Bye.